Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Plugged Into. I'm your host, Kimmy Dixon, and I'm also the founder of Hypertribe, of which this is a production of. So this week, we'll be talking to Lydia Laws PR, all about how to get up and running with PR firms, and also to be able to do a bit of DIY on the side. But before we get into that, just to let you know, head over to www.hypertribe.io to find out all about our Pioneer program, where we're helping diversity in music by mentoring female artists. Applications are open until September, so get stuck in and take a look at that. Also, over on the Hypertribe website, we also have Your Journey. So if you want to know how to get up and running as an artist, sign up for your exclusive invite. Okay, over to Lydia. Hi, Lydia. Welcome to the show. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Hi, yes. Thanks for having me. So I'm Lydia Laws. I run LLPR, Lydia Laws PR. I've done that for 4 years. It was our fourth birthday just this month, actually. I started my kind of career or journey in music as a music journalist in Ibiza 7 years ago. Before that, I'd done journalism and worked within charities and things like that and fundraising, and then just kind of fell in love with music, did a season in Ibiza working for Ibiza Spotlight, and then came back and was just like, what am I doing in my life? What do I want to do? And that's when I kind of started the journey into music PR. And then, yeah, so I was working for the company, and then I set up on my own 4 years ago and kind of haven't really looked back, to be honest. So, yeah, it's been a crazy 7 years. And, yeah, I also work with charities and environmental organisations at the moment, such as Blondish's Bye Bye Plastic, which is basically on track to rid the music industry of single-use plastics by 2025. So I do fundraising and PR and promotions and things for them as well.
That's awesome. What kind of services are you offering through PR? I mean, let's break that down a little bit. Like, what is the basis of PR?
Okay, so basically PR, in kind of layman's terms, PR is essentially about like publicizing the client and making them known and noticed. And that's through like external press, so like your print media, your web and your broadcast media, so your radios and things like that. And yeah, it's basically, you know, whether it's pushing like a certain campaign or if it's like a tour or, you know, an album coming out, or whether it's just generally keeping up an artist's visibility and helping them kind of grow in the market that they're in. So for me personally, the services I offer, I do artist, label and event PR. And I work with a mix of established artists and kind of fresh upcoming talent, like Sasha Blondish, Matthias Mayer, Alif. Label-wise, it's like Warner Music, Late Night Tales and Balance, that sort of thing, Spinning Records. So yeah, it's a total mix between like the kind of heavy hitters and then like the kind of up-and-comers, which is really nice. I think that for me, I have to kind of believe in or be passionate about or be able to really see a vision for a client. And it just makes the job so much more enjoyable, basically.
Awesome. And that day-to-day kind of routine or that day-to-day job schedule, can you tell me a little bit about what that would entail?
Yeah, it's a really, it's quite a difficult question to answer because it sounds like such a cliche, like every day is different. But it's really, it's just so varied. Like some days I'll literally, you know, kind of be spending a lot of time at the computer, doing a lot of emails, a lot of press releases, a lot of writing, kind of squirreling away on my own doing that. Obviously before the current situation where we can't really do much. Yeah, some of my days would be doing press shoots, you know, accompanying artists on like press shoots for like new press picks, that sort of thing. I do quite a lot to do with that side of things as well, which is just generally like their public appearance and, you know, what kind of puts the best version of themselves out there. Mm-hmm. Especially nowadays, that's so important. Just that those kind of that visual aspect is just so important. Or, you know, actually like on site at a festival or an event that I'll be working and making sure that all the press are happy and that everything's kind of running smoothly. So it really just totally depends what's going on. Obviously at the moment with COVID and no touring, it's very heavily about releases, because this is such a strong time to be putting music out, because everyone's kind of available to be listening to it more. So at the moment, I'm working a lot of release campaigns, and that's kind of the main focus. So it's a lot of writing press releases, contacting journalists, getting them to support the music, making sure that everyone is aware of the release coming out.
So those artists that are maybe looking for some more exposure, what is the best time for them to really be seeking a PR company? What time do you kind of come into contact with your clients as well? Like, what time in their career?
Yeah. So it really depends. It's a really personal, it sounds so cheesy, but it's a really personal journey. I think the most important thing is having a bit of a presence to begin with. You know, PR can really take an artist to the next level. You know, you could be releasing the best music in the world, but if no one is hearing it and it's not getting to any journalists or any media, then, or, you know, getting any radio spins or something, then it's just kind of going, just kind of disappearing into the ether with so much other music. So it's about picking a time that works best, you know, to really maximize the opportunities that you've got going on. So the best times are when, if you've got like a really key release coming up, or you've got, you know, this kind of a bit of hype coming about you, maybe you've got a really good run of shows, maybe you've got a few releases coming up in the space of a few months that you really want to shout about. And, you know, that's the time when you can really start kind of solidifying who you are to the press.
So something to talk about, really, something that you can really write about and really kind of shout about. So some sort of, when you've got content, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. So when you've got content, you know, when there's something to shout out about, that's basically the key thing. And for me, when I'm looking at a potential client, it's all about, have they got a presence to begin with? Have they invested some time in themselves to really push themselves forward? You know, whether that's through any kind of work on their own with regards to getting coverage from press, or the most important things, obviously, social media. You know, having put some time into your socials and into like the whole brand, you know, thinking like, where do I sit in the market? What is my place here? What's my USP? What makes me special? It's just those things that it's really helpful to have a clear idea of that before you approach a publicist, because that's the first thing they're going to want to know.
Yeah, that branding aspect.
Exactly. That kind of
positioning as well, and really thinking through.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, I actually on my website have like a free starter kit, kind of advice that you can download, which is really helpful for people who are just starting out and aren't at the point where they can afford PR yet and they just want to get themselves in that position. So yeah, but it's just about having that presence, having a bit of a brand already, putting some time in yourself, and also having some music really easily available. You get a lot of requests coming in where they want PR, but they don't actually send you any music links. And like, the most important thing is for someone to hear your music, because otherwise, you know, no publicist or really anyone can come back to you and give you feedback, or, and no good publicist is going to be like, yeah, I'll work with you, when they haven't actually heard what you do.
Exactly. It's like, and that's the point, right? You know, it's just promoting the music. So if you don't have any links, it's really important.
Exactly.
And what format as well, because we've been talking a lot about EPKs, we've been talking about press releases and so on. How is it that people, if they were to approach a publicist, what is the best format for being able, what's the easiest format for you to be able to receive all that information?
For me, I'm a big fan of Dropbox. I just think it's so simple and you kind of can't really go wrong with it. Like a simple kind of tidy press kit where you've got a nice bio. That's another really key thing as well. There's loads of journalists who would write bios. Obviously, the prices kind of differ. But, you know, if you're really short on cash and you just, but you need to get something, you know, you can obviously try writing one yourself by going and looking at other artists that you admire and kind of going off theirs for like a structure. Or, you know, there's obviously loads of like journalist students, you know, students working in music courses around the country. So you could even get someone, you know, to help you out there, where you're kind of giving them the experience and a byline sort of thing, and then you're getting a bio from it. So there's ways to kind of do it if you haven't got any funds for it or any budget for it. But yes, yeah, so a bio, some strong press shots, and then some music links, which can just be, I'm quite happy with just like some SoundCloud links, to be honest. So yeah, but you could also put it on Google Drive. I think it's just making sure it's really easily accessible by a simple link, because it just saves time and it shows that you're kind of being aware of the fact that you want to make it as easy as possible for someone.
Yeah, for sure. And how can artists who are, you know, doing this all themselves, how can they really help themselves to gain some more exposure if they were, you know, if they weren't approaching a PR firm? What would you say is the best advice?
So if they're kind of trying to get some DIY, they're kind of doing it for themselves.
Yeah.
There's so many options, to be honest. Like, I think this is where social media plays a really key part. You know, building up your brand on your Instagram. Instagram is like the key one, I would say, 100%. But then obviously you can be sharing them on your Facebook anyway. You know, things like thinking out of the box a little bit, you know, making sure that you've got music coming out. So even if you haven't got releases coming out, you could start, say, like a mix series, give it some sort of kind of quirky name, start a mix series on your SoundCloud, make sure that you're sharing that with people and that you're kind of pushing that out on your socials and stuff. You could do, you know, like a kind of studio show around on your socials as well, and like obviously tag all the gear and stuff to try and kind of get support from them as well. Mm-hmm. Other options are, you know, maybe there's another artist who's in a similar position. Maybe the two of you could sync up and do a track together, like a collab together, and put that out as like a free download and then hit up some press about it. And that way you're kind of tapping into like someone else's fan base, which is really, really helpful. And you're both kind of helping each other out. There's also actually just being really aware of what's going on in the different blogs. I feel there's been quite a big rise in like indie music blogs who are kind of, you know, driven by the passion for the music, and they actually really like it when artists reach out themselves. So, you know, keeping an eye on the kind of key blogs and stuff and just making sure that you're aware of what people are writing about is really important. If you want to get covered in certain media, you really should be aware of what else they're writing about, which I think is always a funny one, because sometimes you'll get a client who wants to be featured in, you know, like featured on Accelerate or something, but their style of music has never been featured on that site. So it's like, have you actually gone on the site and read it, or have you just heard that that's a cool site to be featured on? So it's being aware of like where you kind of fit in.
So do your research and be a bit more creative as well. Like,
yeah,
you know,
exactly. You know, there's an artist that I do some work with who has just done a really cool R&B, sort of 90s R&B hip-hop mix, just because he's kind of seeing all the different live streams that are going on at the moment, and he's just a bit like, it's just kind of too much. I feel it's a bit saturated. I want to do something different. So he's done this, and then he's kind of pushing that out himself to different blogs and stuff that would fit for that.
Yeah.
And trying to get support on that himself. And I think that works really well. He's come up with a cool idea. He's putting it in front of people and making it really easy. Mm-hmm. That's another thing, because journalists, you know, everyone's short-staffed, or everyone's like pushed for time, or, you know, if you can give them like a kind of package with a little pretty bow, basically being like, here's a whole feature, all you have to do is publish it, then they really appreciate that as well.
For sure. So when we're looking at singles and EP releases, what's the best advice that you would give there as well? Like, you know, there's a whole kind of process mm-hmm. to a release. How early do you start? You know, what research should you be doing? You know, what's the kind of go-to strategy mm-hmm. that you would say for artists?
Is this if the artist doesn't have a publicist, or is this just if they did, and that's me kind of...
Let's do both scenarios, because I think it would be interesting to first of all compare the two, because mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that doing it by yourself, there's a lot more work kind of going in there.
Yeah.
But also working with yourself, you know, the things that you're doing on a day-to-day, I think mm-hmm. it would be really interesting to see how that can also benefit along that journey.
Yeah, of course. So if you're doing it on your own, so you get your EP signed, amazing. The important thing is like, stay on top of it, but don't be too pushy. That's kind of just a really key bit of advice I give straight away. You kind of want to make sure that you know what's going on, but you're also being realistic of the fact that that label might have a time scale. You know, maybe they're putting out an EP every 3 to 4 weeks. They will be working the last release until it drops. So it's kind of being mindful of the time, I think.
Yeah,
of when your release promo is going to start. Mm-hmm. But before that time comes and before it starts, where you can kind of be a bit more pushy about what's happening, you're obviously, you know, you've got the masters and everything ready. I would basically check in with the label. Have they got anyone doing PR for them? If there's any PR working on the release, then you want to be like in touch with them and just connected with them and kind of put yourself on their radar a little bit. Just get an idea from the publicist what they're going to be doing for the release. Because if the label has PR, they are going to be promoting your release, but it's all going to be focusing back on the label and growing the label. So, you know, you then have to kind of put yourself out there a bit more for, you know, personalized features or more artist-led press. So as long as you kind of know where you stand, you know what areas you're going to have to cover yourself.
For sure.
And especially nowadays, I think that label PR is becoming a little bit less, like, it's just not really around quite as much. It's still there, but it is more focused on building a label as opposed to building the artist, I personally find. So yeah, so it's good to just know where you stand. And then basically, I would check in. Obviously, you want to check if there isn't any PR on it. So it's basically you're doing it on your own. Then you want to get a private SoundCloud link. Even if you haven't got the masters yet, you know, if the label sometimes is a bit of a delay from the label, but don't let that stop you. Obviously, check with the label first, but don't let that stop you from sending it out if you want to get premieres, that sort of thing. You know, people don't need to have mastered tracks to approve a premiere. Like, pre-masters are totally fine. So don't wait around kind of waiting until, you know, 2 weeks before because there's been a big delay when you actually have some of the tracks kind of sitting there, you know, just as great to listen to for someone to be like, oh yeah, I love this track, I'm going to premiere it. This is where obviously doing your research comes in as well. A lot of sites actually have the contacts on the website. So, you know, think about where it's going to suit that music or where, you know, kind of start with your key targets, try and get contacts for those, find them online, you know, tweet people. LinkedIn is always a good one as well. Just try and get that music out there. With things like print, you know, you're looking quite a few months in advance. So, I mean, to be honest, if it were me and I was releasing an EP and I knew it was coming out in 3 months, but nothing had started happening on it yet, I would send it to people like Mixmag and DJ Mag. I would send it directly to print journalists, to print reviewers, because by the time anyone starts working on it from the label side, it's going to be too late, usually, for print reviews. I'd probably send a little sneaky email before that because I don't see any harm. And if they push the release date, then if you've had support, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
It's also for an advance. So I think it's about being mindful of people, of the label and their time, but also, you know, you can do quite a lot yourself. It's just what we were saying before about being creative. You know, when the track drops, you could do like a kind of little studio piece, like talking through how you put the track together, talking through the studio, that sort of thing. If, you know, there's sites like Hyponic and stuff who do really cool, and Cult Blut who do cool kind of photo, you know, if you've had some really cool special press shots done that were a bit different or a bit arty, like you could do like kind of photo features on there.
Yeah.
People like Data Transmission, you know, they're always open for cool ideas. So there's definitely places where you can kind of put yourself out there and you don't need to have a publicist working the release to be pitching for things. So yeah, that would be if you were doing it yourself. And I guess if you're doing it with a publicist, if you're doing it with me, yeah. So if I'm working a certain artist and they have an EP coming up, we'll do it that way. I'll obviously check in with the label as well. You know, can I take free rein on this? Like, is there anyone else that I'm kind of working alongside from your side? You know, how is it going to work? Who's going to do what? And then, yeah, I will be quite pushy to get the music as soon as possible so I can get it to print reviewers. A big thing as well, obviously, is your Spotify and your streaming, your playlists and things like that, which comes closer to, well, basically the week of release is when you'd start pitching for those. But yeah, so for me, I'd be looking for premieres, probably ideally a month in advance. I'd kind of start with my top targets and work down, try and get some feedback. I remember an old boss telling me that getting a no is actually almost as good as getting a yes, because at least you have some actual solid feedback and you can kind of go and tell your client, you know, they aren't feeling this because of this, and it's actually some helpful feedback and, you know, kind of constructive advice, which is really nice to focus on sometimes when you get quite a lot of no's coming in for some reason, or, you know, it's a difficult time. But yeah, so then it'll be finding, you know, premiere placement, which will probably be about a month in advance if possible. But that is quite unrealistic these days because everything's so short notice. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe like 3 weeks or so. pitching for different reviews, things like that, having a chat with the client direct and basically saying, you know, what are your key targets? What are your, you know, immediate targets for this release? Or, you know, where do you want to see yourself in, you know, a few months' time? Like, or, you know, where are the kind of key things you want to get? You know, like, are you aiming for an essential mix? In which case, you know, is this release radio friendly? Do we want to focus more on, like, you know, trying to get Radio 1 support? Are you wanting to get an RA review? Is that feasible? You know, it's thinking about those long-term things that you might want in the future and seeing how we can kind of use a release to like build on that in the immediate time. So yeah.
Let's really quickly talk about the budget side. What is the ideal budget that you would say, do not kind of even think about these kind of things unless you have X or up to Y? I mean, I know that's quite broad because you could probably, you know, do press for days, to be honest. But what's a good ranging kind of budget, and also not for people to get ripped off?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I think it sounds like a cop out, but it really just depends on the artist. So for me, I would say a good publicist would, you know, okay, so you're a new artist, you know, you really want to get PR, you've heard it's really good to have PR, you've seen other artists, you know, getting good features and stuff, and you think, okay, I want to get some publicity. So you approach a publicist. A good publicist is going to ask you what you've got coming up. They should be honest with you. So if you really want to get some press, but you're not really sure how it all works and you haven't really got any releases coming up or you haven't got any gigs coming up, a good publicist should say, you know, this isn't actually the right time for you, because any publicist could probably get you a handful of features through, like, you know, their close connections and stuff. But if you have nothing to push, then you're just wasting really nice bits of press that then you can't revisit in a few months when you might have something else good going on. You know, like, you're only going to be able to do an interview with one media like once every so often. So you don't want to waste good opportunities when there's nothing to talk about, nothing to push, because then it just kind of disappears after you've posted it on your Facebook or whatever. So a good publicist should ask you what you've got going on. They should be asking you where you see yourself in, you know, a couple of years' time or something, like what your kind of goals are with your career, because they should be really interested in that to see how, you know, how to see if they would actually be the right fit for you. Because it's really important that both of you work well together, and you know, you want to feel that that publicist believes in you. I think another thing is they should be realistic with you about targets. It's very easy, and I've seen it happen before, where clients kind of get a bit, you know, like flattered, or kind of, you know, go with a certain, you know, might go with a certain company or something because they feel it's going to get them all these quite unrealistic targets, because they haven't been told, actually, no, that isn't probably that realistic this year. And that can be quite difficult, because obviously you want to aim big, but you also do have to be realistic. And I think a good publicist will kind of, you know, explain that to you and, like, you know, say, okay, like, we just need to manage expectations here. And that's actually really positive. If someone will actually, like, give you kind of the time and talk you through, like, your targets and say, you know, like, let's manage this expectation, you know, this is something more for the future, or this actually might not quite fit with this style of music you're releasing, it just really helps. And it shows that they're actually invested in you and kind of are realistic about where they could take you.
So that kind of helps you to, because I hear horror stories sometimes where an artist has basically spent a lot of money with a PR firm, and then they've come back and said, we couldn't get you anything. Or they could, and the artist could have done it themselves, or, you know, the management team, or whatever it is. But, you know, there's definitely this kind of, how do you spot a good PR person? And I think what you're saying is, you know, they'll be invested in you, they'll be able to talk to you, they'll be able to help you understand, you know, where you are and where, you know, this next bit could go to help.
Yeah, 100%. And, like, one of the questions I'll always ask when I take someone new on or someone's interested, I'll actually say, is there an artist that you love that you've kind of noticed the career progression of, that, you know, you kind of want to mirror that sort of rise? That's a really good you know, that's also something that then people are always a bit like, oh, I don't know, I haven't really thought about that. And it's a really good thing to have an idea, actually, of, you know, you might see an artist and be like, oh, I really like how they, it doesn't mean that you're, you know, playing the same music. It just means that you can see how they've grown, or how they might have crossed over to a different sound or whatever. and you can think how you, you know, that could be something that you kind of resonate with and want to do yourself. You want someone who's going to be invested and honest with you. That's really the key thing, because anyone can kind of say, yeah, I can do all this for you. But, you know, it's if someone actually can turn around and be honest with you and kind of realistic and give you proper advice, I think is where you can see that you've got someone good.
For sure.
And I think with the cost thing, obviously it really varies, but I mean, it's a tough one because obviously it depends what's going on. It depends, you know, you like a publicist will look at the project, like how much time is it probably going to take up? How difficult is it going to be to push? You know, is the music actually a really tough one to get out there that might not gel with that many people? But then it also, you know what I mean? Like how easy is the project to work on? I think also comes into that as well. How high maintenance the client is as well. You know what I mean? Like if you kind of know that it's going to be, if you know as an artist that you're going to be quite on it and you're going to want to know, you know, like get updates a lot and be a bit more kind of switched on to it all, then you kind of have to be aware of the fact that that's going to affect the amount of time spent and the amount of headspace and resources taken up, which is then going to affect the price.
Yeah.
And also, I kind of think that you can have an idea of a budget, you know, obviously being fair, but especially at the time that we're in at the moment, you know, if you've got something you want PR on, but you haven't got as much of a budget as you might have in the future, or, you know, you can either say things like, okay, like, to be honest, like, here's my budget, you know, but I want to work with you. What can you do for that price? That can be a really good way, because it means that you're not just cutting yourself off and saying, okay, no, I can't do that. You're actually speaking with them and kind of working out what can work for both sides to make sure both of you are getting a good deal out of the situation.
Yeah, for sure. But I don't think it's probably worth anyone approaching a PR for, like, you know, £50, right?
Yeah.
You've got to be realistic.
Yeah, you have to be realistic. I mean, I actually do like coaching and consultancy as well.
Sure.
So that's done like on an hourly rate. And basically it's if I've got a couple of clients at the moment who are like really new artists who, you know, need all that advice and help with like their press kit and, you know, kind of growing a little bit themselves. And I'm then giving them suggestions of, you know, oh, like go reach out to these people. And then they kind of go and do their own work. But then I'm giving them the advice and like the push and the help and also working out how they are thinking of like their long-term strategy if they're putting out music on their own label and things like that.
Yeah.
But then I also have a couple of clients who been like in the game for a long time, but they are kind of changing sound. So I'm helping them with that because one of them doesn't feel comfortable with PR. It's just not his thing, but he really needs that advice to help him grow. And, you know, there's always space if you feel like you can't afford PR, but you want some advice and you want to, you know, do some stuff yourself, but you don't know where to start. That's where maybe getting, you know, doing some coaching or consultancy would really help.
Definitely. Awesome. Well, where can everyone find you?
You can find me at lydialawspr.com, lydialawspr.com. Some people spell it with an LID, which is kind of just. And yeah, all my clients and details and things are on there. There's also, yeah, like a free help advice download that you can get, like a little starter kit. And yeah, I also actually have, I'm just going to shamelessly plug my podcast. I have a podcast called Lifting the Lid, which is at anchor.fm/liftingthelid, or it's on Spotify and Apple and everything as well. And that's away from the music stuff. That's more kind of focusing on inspirational stories with people who are kind of changing the game in different areas, whether it's like in sports or environment or music or writers or playwrights and everything. So yeah, it was awesome. Great to check that out as well. But yeah.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you, Lydia. Thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to us, because I think there's going to be a lot of people out there who are just going to be a bit miffed by the whole kind of PR game, but also people who just want, you know, some refresher advice and understand a bit better. So thank you for your time.
Of course. Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Plugged Into. If you like this episode, do let us know. DM us at hyper_tribe on Instagram and let us know who you want to hear from too. Over on the Hypertribe website, www.hypertribe.io, you can kickstart your career as a musician and artist, and we help you get up and running as soon as possible as the artist entrepreneur. Stay tuned and subscribe to get your weekly podcast from Hypertribe every Wednesday at 12 p.m. I'm your host, Kimmy Dixon, and until next time, take care and stay safe.